is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Militant attacks across Iraq Sunday left at least 29 people dead and more than 70 wounded. Officials say the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for an attack on a state-run natural gas plant near Baghdad that killed at least 14 people and wounded 27. A suicide bomber blew up a car near the front of the gas production facility. Then at least six militants wearing explosive vests entered the facility and engaged in a gun battle with security forces. Before security forces could neutralize the attackers, the militants were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. Afghanistan's security forces said Sunday they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and have inflicted heavy casualties on them. Witnesses say the fighting on the outskirts of Pulihumri erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. Several counterattacks forced the rebels to retreat. Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko is admitting that Russia has a problem with illegal drug use by athletes and says he is sorry that his nation's cheating athletes were not caught sooner. Mutko made the remarks in an article in Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. He did not admit any wrongdoing by the Russian government. This is VOA News. In Yemen, a suicide bomber standing in a line of men at a police recruitment center near Mukalla blew himself up, killing at least 25 people and wounding 60. The Islamic State group posted a statement online claiming responsibility for the bombing. British authorities say a suspicious device found Sunday at the Manchester United football stadium was not a viable bomb. Police described it as incredibly lifelike.
I've come from Wales and it's just one of these things that you put up with.
We were actually inside.
Yep, sat down.
Just sat down and then we was told to evacuate.
We was about to go in and then the doors just slammed shut.
The doors on us,
even the people on the doors didn't know anything and then we got told to leave.
After it was found, tens of thousands of fans, you heard some of them there, were ordered to leave the stadium just 20 minutes before kickoff against Bournemouth in the final Premier League match of the season. The match was eventually called off. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson, a campaigner for Britain's exit from the European Union, is comparing EU goals with those of Napoleon and Hitler. Johnson told the Sunday Telegraph newspaper that the EU lacked democracy and was doomed to fail, as did previous efforts to create a European superstate. Those remarks come after a series of high-level warnings about the shock to the nation's economy if Britain votes in June to leave the EU. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by nearly 300 pledged delegates going into this Tuesday's primaries in Kentucky and Oregon. Sanders continues to win elections and has pledged to stay in the race until the July party convention in Philadelphia. He told supporters Sunday, a victory won't be easy.
For us to win the nomination, for us to win the number of pledged delegates that we need, pledged delegates being the delegates that are really elected by the people, to win those, we're going to have to do very, very well in the remaining eight states.
With Donald Trump set as the presumptive Republican nominee, Clinton's team would like to turn their attention to the general election contest.
He says he would use nuclear weapons. This is scary, dangerous talk. This is the talk of a loose cannon who is making statements and creating confusion.
The big prize for the two presidential hopefuls, the California primary election, is still 3 weeks away. There are four primary contests beforehand, and they could decide the race. President Obama is urging graduates at Rutgers University to pursue positive change in the world despite enormous challenges. Leaders at the New Jersey University had lobbied Mr. Obama for years to deliver the address at the school's 250th commencement. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Begin broadcast.